ABC Radio Australia.
A team from one of Australia's most well-known TV shows, 60 Minutes, will leave Kiribati today after they were detained, placed under house arrest and prevented from filming. Now, the group had arrived in the country on Monday, but the very next day they were spotted filming on the island, which was in violation of the conditions of their visitors' visas. Now, the Kiribati government says the team blatantly disregarded the laws of Kiribati and lied to officials. But the company that they work for, Channel 9, is calling the whole situation a storm in a teacup and a misunderstanding over visa restrictions. But this isn't the first time that international media have faced problems reporting in Kiribati. And the country's opposition says it points to a bigger problem of transparency and media freedoms, as Evan Wasuga reports.
The 60 Minutes team arrived in Kiribati on Monday on visitor visas with plans to meet local leaders. Among those it had lined up to meet was the opposition group. England Yuta is a member of parliament and chair of the opposition.
That afternoon, the leader discussed the matter, saying that he had been approached by the journalist, arranging an appointment and interviewing about the China-Taiwan issue and the boat incident that happened in early last year. And on climate change.
But on Tuesday, the team was spotted filming in the community without proper permits. A statement from the government says the team were detained and placed under house arrest. It said they had lied about their reason for visiting Kiribati and their presence in the country was therefore unlawful. The government says 60 Minutes blatantly disregarded the country's laws of entry. But those claims have been refuted by Channel 9, the owners of 60 Minutes. A spokesman described it as a storm in a teacup and a misunderstanding.
The 60 Minutes team were asked to remain in the hotel until the next flight out, which was their scheduled departure flight. The crew is not under detention or house arrest, as has been incorrectly reported, and the issue does not affect the story being worked on.
Kiribati is among the strictest restrictions on international media in the region. This includes a $3,000 fee to apply for a film permit for media and a stringent approval process. In 2018, the ABC were unable to get a permit to travel to Kiribati and report on the sinking of the MV Busaroi, while a New Zealand journalist had their passport confiscated on arrival. Mr. Yuta from the opposition says restrictions on international media are a major concern.
What is there to hide? What is there to report? What will happen if they conduct interviews like this? We cannot understand why government is so afraid of allowing new journalists to conduct interviews. After all, it's a free country down here, and everything is expected. Everybody has a right and freedom of speech, and even the freedom of encouraged around the country. Yeah.
But the Kiribati government is maintaining its stand, saying prior to arrival, the 60 Minutes team were advised on the proper procedures to follow. It says the team were detained because they did not apply for a film permit and lied to immigration officials about their reasons for being in the country.